This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tuesday, June 16th, 2014. We are live. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Our reporters, John Bound, Jakari Jackson, Adan Salazar, and, of course, Joe Jennings, are all down on the Texas-Mexico border, or the former Texas border, here in FEMA Region 6, where just everywhere you turn, there are just floods of illegal aliens pouring across, being greeted by bureaucrats and lawyers, women with multiple children in tow, having them handed over to the government and churches to instantly go on welfare and then to instantly be given driver's license to then vote. Our own David Knight got rammed by an illegal alien the other day, and the guy was like crazy, ramming him with a dump truck into the street across the red light. And the cops got there and just said, "We're not going to do anything. He's above the law. There's nothing you can do." And they basically saluted the guy, and that was the end of it. And I've talked to Travis County prosecutors, who have senior ones who've come to this office, senior ones, and said, you need to look into this. I'm like, look into it. I know about it. And they're like, listen, police are told don't bring them in or the judge gives them a $5 to $20 fine. All they do is give the illegal a $5 or $20 fine. They tell the police, you get plump citizens. They are the schmucks. They are the suckers. They are the jokes. They are the target. They are the enemy. You got to... American citizen with three kids in the back, obviously working two jobs, didn't have any money. Hit him and hit him hard. Drive her into bankruptcy. Drive her into Cloward and Piven. But if it's an illegal, I read you the AP headline. Bloomberg also reported on it. Chris Jordan was able to find it just a few weeks ago. It was an article from 2005 where the bank's presidents were bragging to AP that, yes, we give them bank loans that no one else gets with no IDs, because we want to be friendly and help. No, the globalists want an incentive to bankrupt the country. And once it's bankrupted, then the illegals won't get a free ride anymore. So this isn't even about a hatred of the illegals. If I was in an implode third world country and there was a place with better opportunities, I would come up here. If I was a Mexican woman and had two kids and my husband had run off and I was living in a dirt floor shack down in on the suburbs of Mexico City, I'd get on a bus and come up here. And come right into the waiting arms, and they go, "Señorita, all you got to do is vote for the Democrats, and you'll get everything you want." Well, what's she going to do? Yeah, there it is, CNN money. Banking on illegal immigrants. Banks are seeing an untapped resource of providing home loans to undocumented U.S. residents. That's a similar article along the AP and Bloomberg article. It was back in 2005, as I said. They had an advertisement. See, you learn how media works. That's why my brain burns when I see the news. And it's very painful to even try to explain it because I have too much proof. It's like putting on a prosecution per article, slam dunk prosecutions. You've still got to put on the slam dunk prosecution. And if the public can't see it, I don't know what to do. But they had all these articles telling the illegals, you can go get a home loan. You can go get a home loan. And then who bailed all that out? The taxpayer again. What you don't think in Atlanta and Austin, Texas a few years ago, when it came out that per address, $86 million, $151 million, these were addresses in Atlanta and Austin, Texas, that were getting tax returns, where you would have listed five people as residents getting $86 million. By the way, no prosecutions, no investigations. Where do you think $86 million went? It was laundered back into the Democratic Party and the Republicans at play ball. That's why there's a criminal takeover, because they're robbing everything. You don't think the illegals in the House got 86 mil, do you? They're lucky if they got 100 grand. The globalists use illegals as the underground black market that they can run all the drugs, launder the money, the sex, all of it through those groups, then any other group tries to run a criminal op, shut down with the NSA tracker systems instantly. And by the way, that all came out in the New York Times.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you, take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step to towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
ISIS launched the operation.
You are a programmable guy that goes and watches Olympus is Falling and believes all this and really thinks you're a hero. G.I. Joe, great American hero. Yo, Joe. You don't work for Joe. Joe got taken over. The G.I. Joe command base is run by Cobra. Do you understand that? And I use a child analogy to get through to you because that's your main programming template.
You're on record with
that. That was all Pentagon directed. You understand? You work for Cobra. You dress like Cobra. You have the tactics of Cobra. You are Cobra. Hail Cobra. You want to be little boys? Or you want to really join the Republic?
They know what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, and they won't even let a police information officer give us any information. That's a bunch of bull.
It's all these stupid G.I. Joe movies and stuff where the White House is attacked. The White House is run by Cobra.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
It's run by chaos. It's run by Spectre. They run little kids. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole thing's going to come down on on us.
Very much concerns me, considering that they have all this bulk ammunition that they're shooting targets of children.
Would you like to tell me who it is that is doing this?
It is the Department of Homeland Security, sir.
Oh, thank you for calling.
To every police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, to every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for Chaos. You work for Cobra. How do they get power? They stage a terror attack using Spectre, using Cobra.
Go f*** yourself.
Who is Cobra? Arms dealing, drug dealing, money laundering group wearing masks? They wear masks, ladies and gentlemen, because they're the corporate CEOs. And they're manipulating the governments against each other. Cobra runs the Muslims. Cobra runs the CIA. Cobra runs it all. Cobra is real. You can call it whatever you want. Cobra is in control of America. And Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners, they're saying that we're the bad guys.
These people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
That's what Cobra would say. That's what Spectre would say. That's what Goldfinger would say. Because that's who those people are.
I am Supreme Cobra Commander. You call your petty bureaucrats, officials, and authorities, you will kneel before Cobra or face my wrath.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Cobra Leader.
You pathetic little worm. How dare you call me Mr. Cobra?
Ladies and gentlemen, that little promo piece has been out for a few months. Shikari Jackson put that together from past statements I've made. If you're a TV viewer, you can see the free feeds at Infowars.com/show, or if you're a subscriber over at PrisonPlanet.tv. But I think the audio transfers over to the main audience, the radio listeners. I want to welcome everyone to the main transmission here today. It is Tuesday, the 17th day of June, 2014. We are going to first break down the fact, and my crew is looking for it, but we don't mark down every word I say, but everyone knows that since Benghazi took place a few years ago, even before that with the Libya situation, the West is giving high-tech, modern, surface-to-air, anti-aircraft missiles to certified real Al-Qaeda, to their command base in Benghazi, which then took over all of Libya. They even had the weapons last year shooting them at helicopters in the country of Egypt till the military crushed them, and CNN called the military, you know, violent terrorist because they dare fight back against Al-Qaeda. And now it is on Fox News, CNN, you name it. Oh, we've got to take your rights because Al-Qaeda and ISIS have gotten Stinger missiles. Why? They must have overrun U.S. bases and found them just lying there, like U.S. military pulls out of bases and just leaves Stinger missiles laying there on the ground. Remember last week, last Friday, I shot a video of a 20-minute special report for the Nightly News where I showed the Pentagon putting out statements to the AP that, oh, we think ISIS that's connected to Al-Qaeda might have found some of our weapons at bases that we left behind. That's why they've got U.S. weapons. And then they have the neocons come in and give Obama cover, going, he's not doing enough. He should invade and blow up Al-Qaeda. They know full well they armed Al-Qaeda, along with the Republican Democratic Party backing it, in the last 3.5 years to attack Syria right on the border. And they took over part of Syria and used that as a command base right across the border from Iraq. And the Iraqi military in the last 3 months has been blowing up military bases and convoys as they try to come across the border. And they know Al-Qaeda has taken over Fallujah, Tikrit, and other areas, and it's been on the back burner in our news. There have been giant 5-mile-long convoys of well-organized vehicles with medium and light weapons and high-tech weapons pouring across. You don't think they couldn't have had a bunch of drones come in and take them out Highway of Death style, like 1991, when Saddam's forces fled out of Kuwait back into Iraq? Obama's golfing in Palm Springs, looking at his retirement home. Why, Obama doesn't know what's going on. This is a Saudi Arabian proxy army. And I, of course, said that months ago, said they were getting ready to take down Iraq. At least the entire bottom half of it. Because that's the globalist plan. They've had these guys take over Libya, try to take over Syria, try to take over Egypt. That's how evil our so-called government is, folks, that they would try to turn the stable government of Egypt, 35 years working with the United States, from an old policy set up when JFK left office and LBJ to stabilize the region. Christians, Muslims could live in peace. You could buy property there. You could be left alone. You could be a good tourist. Prosperity for the country. That is now gone. And how many times did I tell you, we've got to find the clip. I mean, we've got to just start, I guess, paying to have a transcript made every day. It would cost probably $400, $300 a day, but the computers are getting good enough to do it, to just search and turn everything into a Word document every day, like the NSA does with everybody's phone conversations. We should do it ourselves so we can search my comments. But I probably, let's not exaggerate, I probably said 150 times, because I did it on dozens of broadcasts, and I would do it each time over and over again on each broadcast, that you will hear them say Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups have gotten modern Stinger missiles. These aren't left over from the 80s. Well, the CIA gave it to them. And they're going to shoot down airliners in the U.S. and Europe. We've got to take your liberties because Al-Qaeda's now got service-to-air missiles that will shoot down airliners. Last night and this morning, all I heard was, see, we need Homeland Security more than ever. We need checkpoints on the highways. I saw Senator Mendez, it just went on and on, saying this has all got to be done because of the fact that Stinger missiles are about to kill us right now. And all it'll take is some private contractors, or they'll even use a cutout group of real Muslim extremists who think they're actually fighting for Allah. They will shoot down, they'll probably fire four Stinger missiles. I know how the globalists operate. This is how they'll do it. They'll get outside Dallas or D.C. or wherever, and they'll pick, you know, aircraft taking off with the folks going to Europe for holiday or whatever. And they'll wait till two jets take off. They'll have four because it needs to be spectacular. And they'll shoot them all down right there. And then that'll disappear and they'll find a car. I say this to ruin their plans. They'll find a car with all the Arabic and why they did it and everything. Maybe even blaming it on Iran. Doesn't matter, Iran's the opposite group. I've now heard them saying Shiites are really Al-Qaeda and then Iran. I saw that on Fox and CNN yesterday. I'm now monitoring enemy transmissions even more because of how they operate. I can learn a lot because they like to pre-program. And I need the exact pre-programming to understand what they're planning. Because they talk to you like you're unconscious idiots. You know, they say, you kept your doctor, even though you can't keep it. This lowered your price, even though it increased it. You didn't build your business. Raising the debt limit doesn't raise it. They talk to you like you have a 45 IQ and can't talk. They talk to you like you're 2 years old. Even a two-year-old has discernment and knows it's a lie. And so I'm seeing pre-programming, and I'm telling you, it won't matter. When I get up and say, see, I told you, I'll be the traitor who doesn't care about the lives of the dead people. You know, how dare Alex Jones say the Stinger missile attack on the jet airliners in D.C. or Dallas or L.A.? How dare him or Chicago, because they want a place with a lot of media to cover it the way they want. How dare him side with Iran and say they didn't do it? Even though we exposed the chemical weapons attack three times that Saudi Arabia launched against Assad to blame him. Later came out in Cy Hirsch, New Yorker magazine, everywhere, BBC, it was staged, admitted, with Turkey as well. So, if I was the globalist, and then I could see all their pre-planning, they're doing exactly what I would do if I was them, you could see the whole thing unfolding. So let's go ahead and play Megyn Kelly on Fox News. We've got a bunch of these clips coming up. Get ready for Stinger missiles. Give up all your rights. Here it is.
Breaking tonight, a troubling report on the terror group now in control of a third of Iraq. The State Department is now pulling hundreds of staffers from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad as this terror group controls more of the territory around the capital city. Not only are we getting new reports that this group may have executed as many as 1,700 Iraqi security forces in recent days, including in a massacre that they put online and bragged about, but today we learned that the same group may now be in possession of a deadly cache of American-made firepower, Stinger missiles. They are powerful enough to take down a commercial airliner.
We're going to come back with that, by the way, because they need that to take out the Iraqi helicopters. So the CIA said, house 5,000 Stingers.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from TerraGenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call TerraGenics at 866-369-3678 or visit TerraGenics.com. TerraGenics.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
If you
through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. I am your host, Alex Jones. And everybody knows I told you what Benghazi was about. It was about plausible deniability. And I knew 100% last week when I saw a bunch of articles in a major domestic Pentagon push where they domestically engaged in what was illegal until last year, propaganda, lies, saying, oh, Al-Qaeda and ISIS, they just got the missiles left in some bases in Iraq. Uh-huh. That's right. And, boy, that's why Obama's doing nothing. But now he sent 200-and-something troops to the big, giant embassy to make sure Al-Qaeda doesn't get it. Uh-huh. Al-Qaeda will probably shoot a few mortars at the base in the middle of the night and may even kill a few real troops just to make it look like there's a fight going on. Because the troops don't know it's all staged. Just like the Al-Qaeda is going to kill U.S. personnel and contractors, because it's real, folks. It's real wars. It's just, it's the same group at the top running it to take over nation states, because stability and the people and freedom and civilization is the target. It's called destabilization. Zbigniew Brzezinski's written not one, not two, not three, not four, but five books. And guess who read all five of them? I read his Technotronic Era when I was 14 years old. You know why? Growing up, I wasn't allowed to watch television except watch PBS or Saturday morning cartoons, and the house was just full of political science books. And I always thought his books had the coolest covers. Had all these little squiggly lines and green and yellow shapes, and I wanted to read it. I wanted to read The Road to Serfdom. I wanted to read all of it. You know what I did? And I guess that's why I'm a weirdo. See, when I was 14, I wasn't just a bookworm. I was playing football and dating girls and everything else. But I always wanted to run back at night and stay up late and read Zbigniew Brzezinski, where he admitted the elite run the narcotics and the elite control all the major criminal groups, because that's how we maintain order, is by controlling the evil. And then I read Machiavelli when I was 16, the same year I read Mein Kampf, or My Struggle. And so I just had this top political science education by the time I was about 18 years old, because it was so entertaining. I didn't realize what I was even reading at the time. It was just so interesting. Mass executions every other page in Order of Death by Heinz Hobel. And page turner in Rise and Fall of the Third Reich by Shearer. The Battle for Gaul by Julius Caesar. I was reading Caesar's words written 2,050-something years ago about out-of-control populations. And so in high school and college, I said, my God, this is everything I read. They're doing it now. And public, if you can learn how this stuff works, if I can learn how this works, we can turn this around. But you must discover how you're controlled. And then you can say they're going to take the Benghazi Stinger missiles and they're going to hold Europe and the United States hostage. And the elite here are going to take all of our rights in the next phase of Stinger terror. But only by exposing the enemy's next move can we stop them. We can pull up the Washington Times 2 years ago showing Saudi Arabian nationals do not have their burqas taken off and are not searched, because they won't have it. They're not compliant. Their government controls our government to a great extent. Only the American people let folks stick their hands in their baby's diaper. What other country publicly lets their wives be groped by men with perv mustaches and pot bellies? We're a joke, ladies and gentlemen. America was exceptional, and I love this country, and there's still a lot of exceptionalism left in it. But the yuppies and the trendies and the all the freeloading illegal aliens that hate this country and think everything's free for them, and that I'm racist if I don't move 50 people in my house, you can all go straight to hell. I'm smart. I know how things work. I want freedom. I care about your future. I know what comes around goes around. I want all of you to have prosperity. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Your ignorance is not an excuse to go along with this. And it isn't a shield against what's about to unfold. You idiots.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Not only are we getting new reports that this group may have executed as many as 1,700 Iraqi security forces in recent days, including in a massacre that they put online and bragged about, but today we learned that the same group may now be in possession of a deadly cache of American-made firepower, Stinger missiles. They are powerful enough to take down a commercial airliner.
Well, that's last night, Megyn Kelly. Ladies and gentlemen, on record, Saudi Arabia is in their own newspapers, Kurt Nimmo's written articles, bragging that this is a holy caliphate of the Sunni, which are the majority of Muslims worldwide, taking over the Shiite nation of Iraq. And I watch Fareed Zakaria the Bilderberg Group member, and I watched them all. He was on MSNBC this morning. No, it was CNN. I was on the elliptical, flipping through channels. Talk about how the leader of Iraq, Maliki, is a thug and a Shiite evil man, and that this is what he basically deserves. So now Al-Qaeda is the good guy, and the elected government that's been somewhat pro-U.S., it's been neutral, is now the bad guy. And then they flip to another guest saying, you better give your rights up, a U.S. senator, or we're going to be hit by terrorists. Iraq is just like this perpetual war zone after they removed Saddam. 23 years ago, they started the war against these people. Is 100 years of war against Iraq proper? 1,000? 1,000,000? Iraq never attacked us. Iraq was a somewhat of a secular nation that the CIA, under another policy, put a stabilizer in, Saddam Hussein. That's declassified. Then they set him up, told him to invade Kuwait, and then they've been weakening the country ever since, and now they're pouring into the country out of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the giant forces that were in Syria for the 3.5 years couldn't beat Assad. Now they're pouring into the totally infiltrated Iraqi government with CIA, MI6, contractor spooks everywhere, using that embassy to give battle data to Al-Qaeda and its new comic book name, ISIS, or ISIS, potato, patata, ISIS, as they fly the bin Laden and Al-Qaeda flags, bigger than Dallas, and as they murder every Christian and every military and every police person they find. These are police people and military people that were trained on record by our U.S. military and incredible casualties to stabilize that country after it was destabilized by the West. And now they're being killed, and CNN, Fox, and MSNBC all are up there saying, well, the president of Iraq should have just been more pro-West and should have done whatever we said. And maybe now if he behaves, we may give some airstrikes to stop Al-Qaeda that has, or ISIS, that has now surrounded Baghdad. This would be the equivalent of 200,000 jihadis that had infiltrated the U.S., massing around D.C., attacking it, murdering everyone they come across, and the news goes on and says, Obama's been unpopular. You know, he deserves this. I mean, that's basically what CNN's saying. And they try to make it about Bush. Bush was a puppet. Bush was the earlier program to destabilize Iraq and get it ready for Saudi Arabia, who's been softening Iraq up for 22 years. Where did 15 of the 19 hijackers come from? Wasn't Iraq, ladies and gentlemen. You'd answer Saudi Arabia on Jeopardy, and Alex Trebek would say you answered correctly. We should have our own Jeopardy show once a month where we actually have real contestants in here and ask them terror questions and have big prizes. How about the grand winner each time for an hour show gets $5,000? We can even have people Skype in maybe as contestants. You know, they enter a lottery, they Skype in like 10 different Skype people, and I sit there and like Jeopardy and, you know, ask them, let's start easy. Oh, you picked false flag stage terror destabilization group. All right, number one. What year was the Gulf of Tonkin? Being 1964. Correct. In the same category, being, what year was the USS Maine destroyed, starting the Spanish-American War? Being, 1898.
You good. Answer in the form of a question.
Yeah, the answer for a question. I don't watch the show. You'll have to give me all the stuff. Next thing, they'll sit there and go to the next question. There you go. For the Daily Double, and that means associated with the last question, who was president in 1898 when the U.S. government staged the false flag launching that war? Who is William McKinley? You are correct. Good. Now, let's continue in the false flag category. Can we do that again, please? But all right. Continuing. You're doing really good. Wow, you got a lot of money up there on the board. Let's move on now to another question. ISIS. ISIS. What Muslim group founded and runs this organization? Oh, you know the answer already. That would be Al-Qaeda. Good answer. You win. All right, let's move along. The next question. Which country founded and runs Al-Qaeda and in 1901 launched the attack from a small Bedouin-held territory to take over most of the Middle East and was backed by British intelligence? Bing! You've already got the answer. What is Saudi Arabia? The final question. You get a super bonus. Fans of Jeffrey will get mad because I don't even know the show very well. I'm just kind of winging it there. The next question. Final. What's the big bonus when you get the whole group right? What's that called? Point is, you're gonna win $10,000 if you get this next one right. Which Western intelligence group established the original Bedouin tribes into a military force to destabilize and take over the entire region in 1901? Beep. You've already got the answer? Why, yes, I do. That would be British intelligence. Incredible. Wow, you've just won that entire category. Now, next up, snuff films of children. You know what? And we can have what I do this in the answers. We'll provide documentation for each answer to show everyone this is the way to reach the general public. I've been realizing that we need to do it entertainment style. And I should do a show once a week where I endorse the whole New World Order. I'm going to go, so they found a couple thousand dead toddler Irish kids and show the photos of the sweet little children who had nothing even wrong with them, and they injected them with experimental vaccines to kill them on purpose and put them in a septic tank. And I'll go, what's that? And I go, it's cleaning up those subhumans. Yeah. And in New York State, what year did CPS workers blow the whistle on black children being fed pesticides until they died by a major agri company? Why? You guessed right. 2005, New York Daily News. In the form of an answer, though. Oh, you say you've got it in the form of an answer? What is it? What is New York State? Correct answer. Let's move on with torture of children and snuff films. With the next question, it's a little harder. Which CIA psychiatrist for more than 40 years tortured and mind-controlled, including sexual exploitation of small children grabbed out of their backyards at CIA bases in Maryland and in Canada? Gave you a lot of info there. Who is it? You say you've already got the answer? Who is Dr. Ewing Cameron? Oh, my gosh. BBB Daily Double. Next up is the same association as this one. Who was his main protege, who was also Tim McVeigh, the bombing patsy's main adjunct, and who was in the CIA MK Ultra hearings? B, you have the answer? Yes. Who is psychiatrist Jolyon West? Correct. Is that enough InfoWars Jeopardy for everybody? We should trust the government. We should take all the shots they give us and eat the GMO food, even though all these top scientists have gone public saying they were hired. I've had them on the show to design a potato in England, you name it, to sterilize people, but only a certain portion so that no one could tell it was the potato directly. And they hit you from so many other angles, they end up getting everybody. Guys, I'm thinking we should call it, like, even though it's a parody, we can get away with doing it. We should call it something like Punkity. Instead of Jeopardy, you know, we're a punk nation of slaves. It'll pump with anything. So we'll call the show I Got Punked. Hi, I'm Alex Jones. Thank you to I Got Punked. This is to honor the nation of sheep who, well, like punks in prison, love to get beat up every day and forced to bend over. It'd be easier to stand up and fight, but they want the hard road of being a slave. So to all the slaves out there, you want it? You want a kick in the teeth every minute on the minute? You're going to get it. The road to serfdom is for you. I think I need to stop right now. See, I get a little down sometimes about everything, like I was yesterday. And then I just kind of rebound with a sarcasticness like I'm doing right now. I bet all you FBI guys and Secret Service guys and military people, I bet you think you're going to be real safe in this system where everybody gets backstabbed. Actually, the military and police and people are waking up because they realize this is going to a really bad place. I wonder what's happening to the general public, though. Do they have any idea that it's admitted that Obama ordered the attack on anybody who was pro-freedom with the IRS that's totally beyond Richard Nixon times 1,000? And that now they claim all the emails have been erased now that Congress is forcing the subpoena. IRS loses emails from 6 more involved in targeting in different email systems. And, of course, the head of the environmental grab, she got caught in subpoenas lying about emails and had fake emails. Isn't that just sweet? Isn't that just cute, ladies and gentlemen? Isn't that just special? And the dollar is plunging in value. Price of meat, chicken, fish soars to all-time high on dollar devaluation. And also they've rigged now by getting most of the food produced outside the country. 50 years ago, we could feed the whole world, literally. Now they've scammed the markets, the meat packing, so much that they've set it up where you can't produce chicken, turkey, fish farm, fish, beef, and make a living in most cases. It's not very profitable, put it to you that way. If you're an actual producer, unless you're big agribusiness, they're giving all the loopholes and tax exemptions and all the taxpayer money. The little guy doesn't get all that, the corporate welfare. And so as most of the ranchers shut down and the small chicken producers shut down, you're going to find out what it's like, and I hope everybody enjoys it. But on top of all of that, because, you know, we don't want that freeloader Bundy, whose family's been on that land since 1877, 1878, 6 generations, 7 generations. They've run out all the other 30-something ranching families that came there on wagon trains. But don't worry, he'll shut down, and then he'll show that lazy freeloader. And then who can pay the taxes? All the BLM and their little army outfits who can't wait to have a war with the Tea Party. Mm-hmm. They're all so tough, you know. They're all big, 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 tough commandos. By the way, there's a video up on Infowars.com, and DrudgeReport.com is linked to the story from yesterday in the middle column. Churches caught shipping illegals into the country. And, you know, I saw some of the trolls in the comments saying it wasn't true and stuff, and our story got picked up by hundreds of other publications, and I went and looked at some of those. And the talking point is, oh, these are just kids that got off buses and teenagers and their moms and babies, and so the churches waited at the border to be nice. No, we went and found the church's public statements, the Catholic churches, the evangelical churches, all Democratic Party front groups, 501c3, getting taxpayer money and getting Ford Foundation money, in their own words, to stage the illegals coming in and the Border Patrol being told to stand down. And guess what the Border Patrol did? They came over and got in our reporters' faces yesterday. And so that's the big news. And our guy shot a report about it. So we've got them coming up in the third hour. They're going to have that video. Jakari mentions it in another report, talking about Border Patrol powerless, and that's interesting, but the headline is Border Patrol tries to stop press from reporting on collapsed border, because that's what happened. I've talked to them. But that's how nice my reporters are. Oh, really, we're being harassed by the Border Patrol, literally down there showing the illegals being let in. Of course. The press is the enemy in something like this. And I'm not trying to get in a fight with the Border Patrol, but you've got a bunch of political people in the Border Patrol now you know, the head of it and people are former Ford Foundation heads who've sworn to destroy this country. And so they're following orders to change diapers, heat up milk for the babies, get them on the buses, and get them deeper into the U.S., where they promptly become citizens. And Obama, I'm going to cover this after the break, is running around honoring illegal immigrant children this week. That's to encourage them up here. And then acting like, oh, we don't know why there's a flood. And now that the word's here that you get here, everything's free. I've got articles coming up. I'll show you photos in mainstream news of like women with babies hanging off of them. Totally dependent. I mean, the country is being sunk. I study military history, folks, but anybody can figure this out. When they turn off half the power plants in the country, as they're now doing, they've shut a third up down. They're shutting down the other two-thirds of the 50% they swore to do. That's a military attack. It'll cost money for everything else you do, like meat that's exploding. When they ship your jobs overseas with incentives where it's impossible to have a factory here in the U.S. unless you're an insider, that's called deindustrialization economic warfare. When you ship in tens of millions of illegals to get freebies and to vote to take the rights of the people, that's an economic takeover. This is a military takeover. They use Al-Qaeda to take down Iraq or take down Libya or Syria. They use economic warfare on us. And people that understand it can thrive in this environment, but most people can't. Most people are caught flat-footed, and they're bringing us down right now. What comes next to get us behind the government? Nukes going off. Airplanes being shot down. Remember what Obama said after I warned? His main fear is a nuke going off in New York. I'm telling you, they'll do it.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing your health and protecting your privacy and data. BlockItPocket.com. Use your phone safely and minimize radiation. Find out how at BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
open the phones up about ISIS and the globalist shadow army descending over the Middle East, engaging in extermination of Christians everywhere, which is a stated goal of the so-called leftists that run our government, who aren't real leftists. I know plenty of hippies, plenty of folks that are into organic food that are wonderful, great people. You know, they're buying milk from the Amish and care about freedom and own guns. There's like a hippie Texan type that is great people. But the globalists pose as trendy hippies and as, quote, you know, progressive loving people when they are nothing but a group of social engineering tyrants who are a totally parasitic group. Now, I want to get into all the articles that are up on Infowars.com and take your calls on ISIS and what's happening over there and the demonization of the Iraqi government on all the channels. Well, he's a bad guy. He didn't include people. So it's good to have an army out of Saudi Arabia that massed in controlled areas of Jordan and Syria, come in and murder everybody. And Fareed Zakaria was smiling. He's so evil looking. Smiling and giggling about it. Getting off on the power. Like Hillary going, I came, I saw, he died. If some commando would have broken Gaddafi's neck, there's a military code with real killers that they don't brag about it. A, it's bad luck. B, it's unseemly. C, you don't want folks coming after you because you've killed people. D, when you're a tough guy and people know it, other tough guys want to fight you. I keep going on the list of why no one in history gets up on TV or in newspapers or in print or on a speech that says, I killed Gaddafi. And it's some ugly, crone, evil woman who didn't do jack crap, who lied about herself being in an aircraft shot up over Serbia. Remember that loadable? They were sitting on flak jackets as they flew into the combat zone. I've got a cousin who's been in the military 31 years, but I asked him, he's been over 20 combat tours. He won't tell you anything. No stories, no nothing. Except about people burning up their own kids and stuff and why he hates Al-Qaeda type people so much. And then meanwhile, you got Hillary Clinton talking about how tough she is. I mean, this is a joke, ladies and gentlemen. So that's all coming up. Up on Infowars.com, established church groups aiding illegal immigrant invasion of U.S., Paul Watson, Alex Jones article, proving the article that's up on DrudgeReport.com, where we show the church admitting they're shipping them in. But this is in their own words in mainstream news the last 3 years, saying this was the plan. This is a concerted nationwide plan on record to totally take down the country. Paul Watson and I prove it in this key article, red linked on Infowars.com. Largest gas pipeline serving Europe, that's to make Europe buy globalist gas, blows up in Ukraine. World War III starting, folks. It's proxy wars. What's wrong with these two headlines? Cop punches woman in the stomach, crowd outraged. It's all coming up in the next hour. I'm going to get into all of it and take your phone calls. Toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Please don't forget, this is a listener-supported broadcast. We bring you the ProPure Best G2 filters with a free stainless steel stand and 10% off the promo word water at InfoWarsStore.com. Each nightly news membership with my films and more at PrisonPlanet.tv is really 11 memberships to share with friends and family. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. I want to thank those of you that are. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com and find the best nation iodine out there, the super male vitality, all of it. And I want to thank you all for funding the front lines of the InfoWar.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.